Wyoming's Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis has been appointed to chair the U.S. House of Representatives Science Subcommittee on Energy. The subcommittee will oversee energy research, development, and demonstration projects, which is of key interest to her home state. Lummis spoke with me from the Capitol Press Room in Cheyenne this week.
I'm very pleased to have this appointment. The chairman of the committee is Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas. Texas and Wyoming, as you know, are the number one and number two energy producing states in the nation. So we will be using this committee to highlight important developments in the development of energy, both traditional sources and non-traditional sources.
And so what are your plans while heading the subcommittee? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm interested in looking at opportunities that are being explored in other countries for distributive electrical power grids that makes a more small local production and uses of natural gas as a means to distribute power, as well as opportunities to highlight advancements in coal-fired power plants. So those are a couple of the projects that I hope to start with early on.
I'm curious what your plans are for compromise to get the democratically led Senate and White House to work with you, considering the sort of regulatory climate we're facing right now.
Well, when it comes to the subcommittee, we'll also be exploring ways to streamline and work with the administration to identify what regulatory hurdles they have thrown up that will prevent the appropriate, responsible development of coal, both for domestic use and international use, and natural gas that can be distributed on a level that allows communities to really use that resource well. So that's going to be part of the equation, and we hope to do that through direct communications with regulators.
You'd mentioned hurdles. What are some of the challenges that you're expecting during your time on this committee?
Well, I'm concerned about hurdles that have been thrown up not only to coal-fired power plants in the United States, but hurdles that are being thrown up to prevent its export internationally. So we'll be working hard in that area, and I'm hopeful that the opportunities for export markets for coal will increase. As you may be aware, we've had about an 11% decline in our coal production in Wyoming, and it's due largely to these regulatory burdens. So if the United States is not going to let us expand our coal markets, it's very important that we allow for the expansion of international markets so coal does not become a stranded asset.
There's been a lot of focus on natural gas in recent years. Is further funding for clean coal a possibility, or does that seem to be off the table?
That's something we absolutely need to consider, but given this economic climate, I think we need to look for other means other than government funding to advance those technologies. We need to provide opportunities to the private sector to enhance their interest in pursuing some R&D at the private sector level.
What are your plans for renewable energy options in the U.S. and Wyoming?
I would like to see us explore some of the newer technologies that are making wind and solar technology more commercially viable. The growth in the size of the wind turbines that are mounted on each tower is making it more sound in terms of its economic viability. I think that we have to be able to demonstrate that the time has arrived or is rapidly approaching to eliminate the production tax credit on wind because it is approaching its own commercial viability and has its land legs under it now, or will very soon. And we also need to understand what some of the more progressive technologies are that make solar technology more viable on a commercial basis as well. And some biotechnologies have great promise, and we'll want to explore those through the hearing process.
Congresswoman, what else should we know about your appointment or your plans?
Well, we're going to have an aggressive two-year schedule on this subcommittee. We will be focused on natural gas primarily as a way to make America more energy independent. This is a very widespread, very available, very attainable resource that the United States needs to produce and use here in North America. So we can become more energy independent, and that way we free ourselves from a tremendous amount of financial burdens that we incur overseas. And we also create American jobs. And so the great advantage of producing more natural gas in the United States is the creation of jobs and the growth in our economy. You only have to look at the Bakken, the Marcellus Shale, and other areas in the country that are experiencing rapid growth, great rates in unemployment, and revenues for their states to see the advantages of producing American oil and gas. And you only have to see what coal has done for the state of Wyoming to recognize that declines in coal production hurt jobs, they hurt state economies, and those are exactly what we need to grow. A robust energy economy may be the most important aspect to our economic recovery. And so working with the Energy Committee in the full authorizing committee of Energy and Commerce, working with the Energy Subcommittee and the Natural Resources Committee, and working with, of course, this Science Committee, we should be able to have a three-pronged approach to pursuing energy independence in North America.
Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure, Rebecca. Take care.
Cynthia Lummis has been appointed to lead the U.S. House of Representatives Science Subcommittee on Energy.